Kevin Hennessy, who is director of government relations for Dominion Energy. There's kind of a battle going on, or there's a lot of talk going on between Dominion and a couple of other companies. And is the electricity rate going to be raised? Some said yes, if Dominion is the one that comes through.
Well, this has to do with SB 106, Senate Bill 106, and Kevin Hennessy is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Kevin, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thank you, Brad and Dan. Appreciate the opportunity.
Kevin, yesterday we had Eversource on the program, and they're out there, AARP is out there saying that if SB 106 passes, that electricity rates would be raised. What does Dominion Energy say to that?
First of all, our position is pretty clear that there's no way energy rates will increase, because if you look at the bill that is proposed and is out there right now, it requires four energy regulators from the state to review the process. The Attorney General, the Consumer Council, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and then ultimately the Public Utility Regulatory Authority. And they the law, or the proposed law, is clear that they can only act if the bids that they would receive are in the best interest of ratepayers. So I would venture to say that of those four, zero of them would determine a bill that was more expensive was in the best interest of ratepayers.
Well, why then, Kevin, would people say, and these are pretty good companies, why would they say that our rates are going to go up because Dominion is dominating? Why would
sure.
they say this?
Well, let's take a look. So I guess to set the stage, you know, here we are in 2017, and for probably the last 15-plus years, Connecticut has continuously had the highest electric rates in the continental United States.
That's right.
Which is not a good position to be in, as you know. And so the folks that are arguing against this bill are arguing for the status quo. They want to keep things the same. And then when you look at Eversource, what they've been arguing is that procurements should only, when the state runs procurements, their position is that they should only be for renewable projects and for new resources. And that's interesting, because Eversource is actually the champion of a couple projects that fit neither of those bills. One is a natural gas pipeline, so that's certainly not renewable. And the other is a large-scale hydro transmission line, which is not a Class 1 renewable in Connecticut, not a new resource either. It's up in Canada. It's been there for decades, and they're looking to export power here. Both good resources, nothing against hydro or gas. Dominion believes you need a diverse portfolio. You need all the above. It's just that those are very expensive when you're trying to import them into Connecticut. So Eversource has no problem with a competition for high-cost, expensive resources that they are investing in for their shareholders. That will do nothing but raise rates for Connecticut consumers.
Well, they were right here on the program and said that no, they are not going to raise rates. They say that the domination of Dominion is one of the problems.
Well, so we're not even selling directly to Connecticut consumers, which is confounding. We are an in-state resource, 1,200 jobs, carbon-free, low cost, stable, around the clock. You can't find a lower cost resource that operates 24/7 that is carbon free, and we are excluded from state authorized procurements. That makes absolutely zero sense. So Eversource, you know, they gain if we're excluded and they can bid in their projects. That's fine. It makes sense for their investors. It does not make sense for Connecticut consumers. It's very clear. So our position is, if the state has this propensity and proclivity of doing procurements, great, control your own destiny. Why would you exclude resources from participating? And ultimately, where it all settles down is, you know, your audience and yourselves, Eversource, Dominion, I get that we're big, bad energy companies. You know, you don't have to trust us. Let us fight each other. He said, she said. All you have to trust is the four state regulators. So dismiss Eversource, dismiss Dominion. Do you trust the Attorney General, the Consumer Council, the Commissioner of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and the board at PURA? Because if you trust any one of those four, you're going to be protected, let alone, you know, personally, I trust all four. So you know, to me, there's a lot of noise out there. It's something that there's no way it can hurt consumers. I can't think of one example where a consumer buys directly from the source and they've paid more. And that's all we're looking to do, is to be given that opportunity to respond to a request to provide directly to Connecticut consumers.
Kevin, among the contentions being made by Eversource is that the people who are supporting SB 106, including Dominion, want nuclear power to be considered as a renewable resource, and they're claiming that it's not. What do you say to that?
I would say that their claim that we want it to be renewable is patently false. We've never asked for that. The bill would not consider it a renewable. And so if, you know, we don't think it's renewable, it won't be classified as one if the bill passes. All it would do is it would allow us to respond to bids. And if natural gas can respond to bids, and if large-scale hydro, which is owned by a foreign country, you know, the Canadian government owns the utility up there, if they can bid, why wouldn't you let an in-state carbon-free resource participate? So it would not be a renewable. It's not considered one now, and it won't be in the future. It's just trying to get the best deal you can for consumers by broadening what you allow to bid and then ultimately letting the regulators decide what's a good deal. If they don't like a bid, this is simply enabling legislation. So if the legislation passes and they issue the RFP and we put in a bid that they determine is not a good deal, they reject it. Nothing happens. Everyone that likes having the highest rates in the country and the status quo will be happy because things will stay the exact same. If we put in a good bid that helps to reduce rates, all of a sudden Connecticut's become a little bit more competitive. So, you know, I think there's no reason not to support this if you want to try to reduce rates. If you want to keep things the same, you would oppose it.
Kevin, AALP is another group that opposes this too, as you probably already know.
I do, yeah.
Why would they oppose it?
That, you know, so that one confounds me. So I consider myself a fairly sophisticated energy customer here in Connecticut. I know the business, and so I have a competitive supplier, and I know this was a big issue for AARP the last few years, that they hate volatility. They hate variable electric rates. And some of their members, their constituency, were getting burned where they would sign up for a rate, and it was kind of a bait and switch, and that rate would all of a sudden spike when a contract expired. So they fought hard to get rid of variable rates. Good thing, noble effort. They've created fixed rates. So guess what happened to me over the weekend? I didn't get burned because I'm a savvy customer, but I got a notice in the mail from my energy supplier on Friday that my 6-month contract is set to expire in 60 days. And I have two choices. I can act and select a new product, either a new supplier or a new product for my current supplier. Or if I choose to do nothing, don't worry, they'll protect me. They'll put me into a new fixed rate contract for 4 months. The problem, gentlemen, is they would raise my rate from a current 6.5 cents a kilowatt hour, and it would go up to over 11 cents. So if I just happened to throw my mail in the trash, or if I didn't understand it, I did nothing, my rate would almost double come July 1. Instead, I'm able to go out and buy a better rate. So that is volatility that hurts consumers. They thought they had gotten rid of volatility. It's still there. If we bid into 106, if the law passes and we bid in and we get a low, stable price that gets accepted, that will be locked in for 5 years. So talk about stability and erasing volatility. If you hate volatility, you ought to love 106.
Okay, Kevin, hold those thoughts, and Kevin Hennessy will be back.
Director of Government Relations for Dominion Energy, and there's kind of a controversy, to say the least, about Senate Bill 106, and we've had all of the parties on to clarify it, so we know exactly what we are going to get, and the big question is, are we going to get higher rates, Dan?
Kevin, and Kevin's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. One of the things that Eversource stated yesterday on the program is that Dominion refuses to open its books to the public on this. So how about commenting on that?
Sure, happy to. So I guess where we start on this one is, in a competitive RFP, there is no precedent of anyone opening their books. And Eversource should know this better than anyone else, because their partner, Hydro-Québec, that's the Canadian government-owned utility in Canada that wants to bring in hydropower here, they have responded to RFPs that Connecticut have requested. They haven't shown their books. No one's asked them for their books. Our friends in the fossil industry, these are the Houston-based, really the spinoffs from Enron, they're looking to bring gas into the region. They've been allowed to participate in RFPs. No one's asked them to show their books. So our position is pretty simple on this one. If it's a competitive RFP, what matters is the bid. If you like the bid, you take it. If you don't like the bid, you don't take it. The books are not applicable in that scenario. I equate it to when my car is running low on gasoline and I need to go buy some gas, I'm looking for a few things. One, I'm looking for the lowest price. Two, I'm looking for the gas station that's open, so I want something reliable. And maybe I care about the environmental attributes of that fuel. And so I'm looking, those are the three things I look at. I don't look to see what the margin is for Exxon versus Chevron versus, you know, Sunoco. And so our position is if it's an RFP, there's no need for that. Now, if the state were to pursue a different policy, something that would be more akin to a subsidy that other states have pursued, then by all means, that's an applicable argument, and that's something that needs to be considered. That's not the path Connecticut's taking.
Now, Dominion, correct me on this, is Dominion also an energy supplier?
We are not. That's a business. So I should clarify, we got out of the electric supply business. We are a gas supplier for commercial and industrial customers, but not electric. It was too volatile of a business for our liking.
Because
like consumers, we don't like volatility.
Right. So let's suppose SB 106 does not pass. What happens to Millstone 1? Does this affect Millstone 1 at all?
So Millstone has three units. Millstone 1 is actually not in operation. That ceased operation in 98 under the former owner. That was Northeast
okay.
Utilities. Dominion came in and bought the plant in 2001. So we have two operating units, Unit 2 and Unit 3. The future, we'll see. I mean, I guess our position is nuclear power plants have been shut down across the Northeast and across the country based on low wholesale markets and really flawed markets. And so our position is that, you know, in order to ensure that that doesn't happen here, let us compete to sell directly to customers. If you get the rate that you want, you know, we don't have to cross that bridge. If the bill doesn't pass, then, you know, I think Connecticut's future then gets determined by companies and the market and commodities as opposed to Connecticut controlling its own destiny. So I guess it would be to be determined. We'd have to keep an eye on that.
But the big thing, Kevin, that we are concerned about and listeners are concerned about are increases. So what you're telling us this morning is that as far as you are concerned, there won't be increases.
Absolutely correct. On the generation side, which is where we are, if there's a competitive process and we bid, the regulators, and it's the attorney general who's elected by the public, the consumer council whose sole job is to advocate on behalf of consumers who's in favor of this bill and who provided language to protect consumers in this bill, DEEP, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and PURA, they have to all agree that it's in the best interest of ratepayers. If it was going to raise rates, they would not do so. So the generation portion will not raise. Now, what's interesting is if you're concerned about electric rates and rising electric rates, I'll flag for you, and I don't think Eversource talked about it yesterday, they have a rate case coming up this year in Connecticut in front of PURA. That's on the distribution side. So that's the poles and wires, how they deliver power. They're going to be proposing a big rate increase. They didn't talk about that. So that's something that you and your listeners are probably going to want to flag the later part of this year.
Now, again, if SB 106 passes, then when you say it would enable Dominion to sell to customers, the customers being whom? Other people who buy energy on the market and then sell it to us?
Nope, that's who we sell to now. We're selling to hedge funds right now, and instead of that, it would be a state-run auction. The state would oversee it, so those four regulators that we've talked a lot about, they would be the ones overseeing the auction. And the customers would be the utilities in the state. They would be buying on behalf of their customers directly. So the customers in Connecticut would benefit from a low-cost, stable, carbon-free resource if we were successful in our bid.
Kevin Hennessy, Director of Government Relations for Dominion Energy. And, Kevin, we certainly thank you for being with us this morning so that we could present the entire situation to our radio audience. And, again, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
So.